Good morning, everyone, and welcome back here to the Devaney Center. We have one state champion in the books, so that was a thrilling win here for Boys Town, 58-55 over Wahoo. Now time to turn our attention to Class D1 as Pawnee City will be taking on O'Neill St. Mary's for the state championship. St. Mary's comes in at 27-0 on the season. Pawnee City comes in at 25-3. Their only losses coming by 1 point to Sterling. They lost by 6 to Johnson County Central, and they lost in overtime to Johnson Brock. So Pawnee City has been tested throughout the course of the year. St. Mary's, well, they've had a couple of overtime thrillers as well, but they were able to win those. They won their opening game against Clearwater Orchard by a bucket in overtime, and also over West Boyd in overtime, 60-59. But to a great extent, St. Mary's has just been that much better than everybody else that they have played throughout the course of the year. They're averaging 64 points a game while giving up only 39 on offense. So they average a 25-point win every time they go out, and not a lot different really for Pawnee City, as Pawnee City averages 55 points per ball game and has given up about 37 contests as well. So they average winning by 18 as well. So really, we anticipate a great matchup here in Class D1 between the Pawnee City Indians, the number 3 seed, and top-seeded O'Neill St. Mary's. The Cardinals trying to pick up a state championship, something that they have never done in their school's history. They have never played for a title. This is their first trip ever to the state championship for St. Mary's. For Pawnee City, well, they won back in 1970 and 71, and they were runner-ups in 1958, so it's been a long, long time for Pawnee City to win a title as well. So we're going to have really kind of a new champion here at the Devaney Center between Pawnee City and O'Neill St. Mary's. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
Your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank here in the D1 State Championship. Here's the starting lineup for the Pawnee City Indians. Their lineup looks like this. Austin Smith is a 6'3 junior. He's averaging 9 points and about 3.5 rebounds per contest. Hadley Sejkora is a 6'1 senior. Sejkora is averaging 15 points and 4 rebounds a game. Devin Martini, a 6-foot-tall junior, is averaging 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds per contest. Garrett Borcher, a 6-foot-tall senior, is averaging 12.9 points and almost 7 rebounds a game. Scott Borcher, a sophomore, he's 5'10". He's averaging 5.2 points and about 3 rebounds a game here for the Pawnee City Indians. Now for the home team on the scoreboard, the O'Neill St. Mary's Cardinals. They come in at 27-0. Their starters look like this. Tate Sybil is a 6'1 senior, averaging 17.2 points and 5.2 rebounds a game. Tyler Timmerman, a 6-foot-tall senior, is averaging 5.5 points and a little bit over a rebound a game. Ty Eiler, a 5'7 junior, is averaging 6.8 points and 2 rebounds a game. And Adam Moon, a sophomore, he is 6'7", averaging 12 points and 8.5 rebounds a game. And Tom Quala, a 6'7 senior, Quala is averaging 8.2 points and 8.9 rebounds a game for head coach Gary Quala. So his son, a tall fella, and plays very, very well. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions for products and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, the tip between the Pawnee City Indians and the St. Mary's Cardinals right after this timeout.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola, is that good?
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back here to the Devaney Center. They're exchanging handshakes at center court. Pawnee City playing for the state championship. St. Mary's for the very first time in school history playing for the state championship as well. The Indians have not been in the finals since 1971, where they won back-to-back titles, and they were runners-up back in 1958. And as I mentioned for St. Mary's, they're in uncharted waters. They've never been here before as they're playing for their first ever state championship. Pawnee City will be in their road black uniforms with the little bit of red trim in there, white letters and numbers with a little red outline on them, as their school colors are red, black, and white. And for the Cardinals, they're just kind of red and white, so they got the home white jerseys with the red letters, numbers, and trim. Getting set to do the jumping here for Pawnee City is going to be Austin Smith. Smith, 6'3", he'll be doing the honors, and he'll be jumping up against, it appears, Adam Moon, and Moon at 6'7". So a couple of 6'7 kids out there for St. Mary's. Koala and Moon, both 6'7", a sophomore and a senior. So a lot of size here for St. Mary's. That's really kind of their strength. Again, for Pawnee City, they go 6'3", 6'1", 6', 6', and 5'10". For St. Mary's, they are 6'1", 6', 5'7", 6'7", and 6'7". And you would probably guess St. Mary's does win the opening tip to start the basketball game. They work in the offensive zone. Moon will help work it around the perimeter for Sybil. They lob it down low for Koala, and Koala will score. Tom Koala, first bucket of the ball game. And it's 2-0 St. Mary's, so they use that size on the inside. Sedgecora will kick it back around the perimeter for Borcher. With it is Scott Borcher, and he'll give it off on the right side. Dribbling with it is Sedgecora. Sedgecora, 15-foot jumper, in and out, no good. A lot of white jerseys down there, and Adam Moon pulls down the rebound. Moon brings in the offensive zone. Now they'll just reset the offense here a little bit, giving it to Eiler. They're going to lob it again down low to Koala. Koala will score again. No pressure being put on the ball. They front the post, but they lob it over the top of the post, clear the lane so nobody can take the ball away from Koala. And Koala has the first 4 points of the ball game. Pretty simple basketball. If that's what they're going to give you, that's what you take. And then the turnaround jumper, blocked by Koala. And again, St. Mary's is showing their size. Block on one end, a couple of lobs to the big man on the other. Pawnee City's going to inbound it here. Borcher looking to toss it in. They give it in for Sedgecora. Sedgecora has it knocked loose. but it is picked up here by Pawnee City. So the Indians have possession. They give it off on the right side for Forcher. Now off the screen, they give it to Sedgecora. Sedgecora will penetrate, kick it back out. Here's Forcher for three, and he hits the three. So Pawnee City, they're on the board, and they trail it now just 4-3. With the dribble is going to be Sybil. Sybil gives it top of the circle here for Moon, and they'll work it off on the right side. Asking for it on the inside is Koala, but the big man is going to dribble with it. That's Moon, and Moon, that's an athletic turnaround jumper from about 15 feet away. 6'7", but played it like he was 6 foot and the point guard. Borcher will kick it on the baseline here for Sedgecora. Sedgecora, they dare him to shoot it. He does. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Moon, and Moon will kick it up ahead here for Eiler. Eiler on the bounce. We'll give it between the circles here for Moon. Moon works it on the inside and a walk. Yep. They worked it inside for Tom Koala, and Koala walked with it. And not only is Koala 6'7", he's probably about 3 feet tall when he lays on his back. He is a thick kid. I think he's probably an offensive tackle if I had to guess. Sedgecora helps bring it in the offensive zone. And on the dribble, here's Borcher. Borcher lost it. Just lost it into the hands of Timmerman. And Timmerman's going to lay it off the glass, up and in. Tyler Timmerman lays it up and in, and timeout Pawnee City. St. Mary's leads it 8-3, 5:27 to go, first quarter. Timeout Indians, back after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center on the campus of the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. And job applications for head basketball coach are being accepted. Kind of saddened by the fact that Doc Sadler couldn't make a go of it. Good guy, I think a pretty good coach, just didn't have enough talent around him to make it work. And he is the head recruiter, so unfortunately, Doc Sadler no longer with the Huskers. I wish him the best, that's for sure. Bad pass on the inside, stolen away by Timmerman. Timmerman's going to lay it up and in for St. Mary. Two straight steals for Tyler Timmerman, and now the Cardinals lead it 10-3, and the Indians don't know what hit them. Left side, they'll work it off here. Left side for Borcher. Borcher helps work it around the perimeter. They give it now for Garrett Borcher. He gives it, bad pass, and Smith's able to handle it. He'll kick it back out for Garrett Borcher. He's going to penetrate and score. A great salve for basketball is a bucket, and that's exactly what was applied there by Garrett Borcher. They give it for Moon in the corner. He'll kick it top of the side for Sybil here, and they'll get it off air for Eilers. Eilers flips it back out for Adam Moon. The 6'7 shooter will try the three. It's no good, and we got a foul on the inside. And that's going to be on the big man. Tom Koala whistled for the foul there. That is his first. 10-5. St. Mary's with the lead. Pawnee City a chance to cut into it a little bit here. Sedgecora will bring in the offensive zone. St. Mary's going man-to-man. Off of the screen, penetrating here is going to be Chase Grizzle, who just checked in during that last stoppage. He'll give the ball off for Smith. Smith, 15-foot jumper, no good. Up high for the rebound is Eric Osborne. Osborne tries it off glass. It's no good. Pulled in on the inside there by Borcher. Borcher will kick it out. The three by Smith off the mark. Cardinals with the rebound. Quick outlet pass for Sybil. Sybil has a shot blocked, but there's a foul before the shot. Now, earlier in the tournament, Tate Sybil, I think, hit on the elbow. He has a pretty good size bandage and patch over his right eye. And we've got a foul on the inside, so Eiler is going to inbound it. And right in front of us, they lob it for Moon. Moon from the free throw line. He's going to kick it back out for Eiler. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. Rebound tipping around, ping-ponging around. The last touch for somebody with a white jersey. So it'll be Pawnee City basketball with 3:55 to go here in quarter number one. 10-5 Cardinals, but another opportunity for St. Mary's to make this a one-possession game if they can score here. Work it up for Grizzle. Grizzle gives it off on the left side. That's Borcher. Borcher doesn't want to shoot at the top of Moon, so he'll get it back out here for Sedzkora. Sedzkora is going to drive the lane, lay it off glass, no good. Rebound by Sybil. Long outlet pass for Timmerman. Timmerman has to save it. He kicks it out. Now penetrating is Eiler. Eiler gets it back inside for Sybil, and Sybil is hit on the arm. No, they're going to say that he stepped into it. Stepped on the baseline, rather. So that'll be a turnover on St. Mary's. That's two turnovers for the Cardinals, two against Pawnee City. So again, a chance here for Pawnee City, make it a one-possession game. Grizzle kicks it back out here for Smith. 10-5, midway through quarter number one. Great penetration, but the shot is blocked by Koala. Penetration by Borcher, and then Koala with the block. And now Eiler brings in the offensive zone. He'll give it off for Timmerman. Timmerman's picked up defensively by Smith, and they'll give it off for the big guy, Adam Moon. You have to be specific. A couple of 6'7" players out there for St. Mary's. Lob pass inside for Koala, and Koala is fouled and knocked down into the lane here at the Devaney Center. And that may have registered on the Richter scale when he hit the court. I think we're waiting for the aftershock. A couple of free throws coming up here for Koala, and it is off the mark and no good. Sedzkora whistled for the foul, by the way, for Pawnee City. And Tom Koala, who moves very well, you got to think he's a good football player. Free throw is up and back the iron, no good. Borcher pulls down the rebound. Quickly, here come the Indians on the run. They snap it, reverse layup on the baseline. Hadley Sedzkora in transition, drives the baseline and goes under the glass, lays it off the glass, up and in. That was a pretty drive. Timmerman will kick it off left side. Sybil has it. Sybil will dump it off into the corner. That's Eiler. Eiler on the bounce, and he'll give it top of the circle here for Adam Moon. Moon at 6'7", doesn't like to go in the lane very often at all. He'll lob it down low for Koala. Now the drive, shot no good for Moon. Rebound taken out of there by Borcher, and here comes Pawnee City. They lose the ball and getting it back. Do they get it there in time? Sedzkora has it. Quick pass up ahead to Borcher. Borcher breaks the press, kicks into the corner, and they're going to reset the half-court offense now. They give it for Sedzkora. He'll kick left wing now for Borcher. Borcher looks to the inside, gets a little screen. Now he'll kick it off on that left wing for Grizzle. Grizzle's going to dribble into the lane. Jump stop, and he walked. Yep. Jim Stupp had a little extra bounce to it. So that'll be a turnover here on the Indians. St. Mary's has led throughout. They lead it now 10-7 with a minute 35 to go. Eiler in the lane. Ball knocked loose. Coming up with it is St. Mary's, and then the referees are going to get together, and it's going to be a foul. Referees discuss whether or not it was a hell ball or a foul. And they're going to call it a foul here against Garrett Borcher. And for Garrett Borcher, that is going to be his first foul. Inbounded for Timmerman. They work it around the perimeter off in the inbounds play. Eiler is going to kick it off now left wing. Entry pass in the lane. Now right back out here for Eiler. Eiler works it inside and driving up and in. Good strong drive there for Connor Cannot. And Cannot gets the bucket. He checked in just a little bit ago and drove the baseline very nicely there. They give it for Grizzle. Grizzle in the lane. Little jump stop. NBA three coming up here for Sedzkora. It's no good. Offensive rebound and laid up underneath the glass to Borcher. And Borcher hits the bucket. Again, another nice little reverse layup there for Pawnee City. And they cut the lead down to three. It's 12-9. 45 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Moon on the dribble. We'll give it left side for Sybil. To Cannot. Back out for Eiler for three. An NBA three up high for the rebound is Sybil. Sybil's going to drive up. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Tucking in is Moon. And Moon gets the bucket and the foul. And he's pretty excited about it. as well he should. He's got 4 points in the game. St. Mary's leads it 14-9 and playing with a lot of passion. Devon Martini is the one whistled for the foul, and the free throw back the iron and no good. So snagging the bound there is Eric Osborne for Pawnee City. And they'll get the ball back out here for Sedgecora. Sedgecora is going to milk the clock, so there's only one final possession here for Pawnee City. 16 seconds left. Sedgecora with a little crossover dribble. Shut off, puts it on the baseline. Quick three, good. Chase Frizzle drains in the three. 5 seconds left. Inbounded to Eiler. Eiler at half court. He's going to give it off. A 35-foot jumper. No good at the buzzer for Adam Moon. One quarter is in the books. And your score, it's St. Mary's 14, Pawnee City 12. Back with the second quarter after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Pawnee City with a chance perhaps to take the lead for the first time. They'll be inbounding the ball to start the second half here. The second quarter, rather. We'll start quarter number two with the Cardinals leading the Indians. 14-12, Pawnee City will inbound. As we said, they'll have a chance, theoretically, to take the lead on this possession. They inbound it for Sedgecora, and he'll bring in the offensive zone. He'll kick on the left side for Scott Borcher. Borcher on the dribble, gets it to Martini. Martini's going to kick it off here for Smith. Smith off a little weave play, gets it off left side. Jumper up and good! The three-pointer for Hadley Sedgecora. And it is the Indians with their first lead of the ball game. They lead it now 15-14. Ball pass down low, and it's going to be a turnover on St. Mary's. So the Indians with a chance to pad a lead. Sedgecora stroking in that three-pointer just moments ago. He'll kick it off here left side for Borcher. Borcher works it back around the perimeter. Right wing, they give it for Sedgecora. Sedgecora spins in the lane, back it in, walked with it. Yep, that was pretty good defense there as Connor Cannot was able to force that turnover. Nice job there by yet another big guy from St. Mary's. He's 6'2 and about the same build as Koala. In other words, big, strong, thick, and fairly agile. Bad inbounds. It's stolen by Smith. Smith then lost it. Oh, almost another layup here for Pawnee City, but now driving the baseline. It's going to be Eiler. Eiler shot, no good. Smith comes up with the rebound. He'll bring in the offensive zone. He kicks left side. Here's a three in transition for Grizzle. No good. Rebound picked out of there by Borcher for Pawnee City. Borcher works it inside. Shot up and good. Backdoor cut for Chase Grizzle, and Grizzle now has five in the game. And a three-point Pawnee City lead. Eiler gives it back out here for St. Mary's. Back out for Timmerman. Timmerman gives it last side for Sybil. Sybil on the dribble. Sybil from the elbow, trying to back in, fell down, and there's going to be a block, I'm sure. Tyler Colvin, the head coach of Pawnee City, does not like the call, but there was a reason. St. Mary's player ended up on the ground. And that's because of the foul. So inbounded on the baseline is going to be St. Mary's. They lob it in here for Adam Moon. Moon dribbles down to the baseline, and he'll step up and hit a shot. So Moon was six in the game. Again, kept his pivot foot and then was able to lean in toward the shot. And when you're 6'7", and you can lean in, you can cover a lot of ground. on the baseline. Driving here is Borcher. Borcher gives it off, and Martini hits the shot. Great ball movement for Pawnee City. And that'll cut the lead back down to three. Indians lead it now 19-16. Entry pass down low. Kowala can't hit the shot. Rebounded by Smith. Smith leading the break and slid to a stop. That'll be a turnover. So turnover on Pawnee City. That is their fifth compared to four here for St. Mary's. 5:50 to go, quarter number two. A 19-16 lead for the Pawnee City Indians. Eiler gives it off here for Moon as the Cardinals work it around the perimeter. Sybil gives it off for Eilers. Back inside, posting up here is Sybil. Sybil will shoot off glass, no good. Rebound by Smith. Here comes Pawnee City. They bring it up ahead to Sejcora. Sejcora, bounce pass on the inside. Layup by Scott Borcher is good. And timeout. 5:22 to go here, second quarter. And the Indians are hitting the warpath. They lead it 21-16 over the Cardinals. We're back after this.
Winter weather can often catch drivers and road crews off guard. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustis Body Shop. With five locations, we have repaired thousands of vehicles caught in winter mishaps.
When shaken up after an accident, it's good to know that a Eustis Body Shop is near and you can call for a tow. They take care of the insurance and my car looks perfect.
Our state-of-the-art equipment is an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop where we take the dent out of accident.
Welcome back here to the Devaney Center. A 9-2 run to start the second quarter here for Pawnee City. But here a backdoor cut. Sybil shot no good. Got a foul on the rebound. And it's going to go against St. Mary's. Adam Moon whistled for the foul. So the 9-2 run here for Pawnee City. A chance for that to continue for the men in black. That is now five fouls against Pawnee City. That's just the second whistled against the Cardinals. Bringing in the offensive zone, Hadley Sejcora. Sejcora, 5 points in the game, and he walked with it. Just did not handle the ball very well there at all with the pass. Tried to do a little fake move with the pass, and I think he faked himself out. Cardinals shooting 47%. The Indians about 43%. And the Cardinals will work it around the perimeter here. Eiler gets it in the lane. That's to Kowala. Kowala will hand it off here for Eiler. Eiler on the baseline, falling out of bounds, but is able to connect with Sybil. Sybil flipped in the lane and shot no good, but he was hit on the arm. Now going aggressive to the rack for Tate Sybil is going to result in a couple of free throws. And that's going to be on Hadley Sejcora. And for Sejcora, that is going to be his second foul. Free throw, no good. And Sejcora is one of the players, I think he's coming out of the game, or not. Nope, he's staying out there. So Sybil at the line to shoot another free throw here. 4:44 to go here, second quarter. 21-16. Pawnee City with the lead, but that lead just a little bit closer now because Sybil hits the free throw. Chase will bring in the offensive zone. They'll give it off a right wing here for Grizzle. Throws it in the corner for Sejcora. Back around the perimeter we go for Smith. They get off left side. Borcher gets a little screen, but he's picked up defensively, and we're going to have a reach. Whistle on the Cardinals. It's going to be on Tyler Timmerman. Pretty early in the game. No team really with any foul trouble. Sejcora has two for Pawnee City. Nobody with multiple fouls here for St. Mary's. Pawnee City will inbound. They just kind of work around the perimeter. Now they kick it off on the left side for Sejcora. Sejcora enters it in, passes inside for Martini. And Martini, how did he get it over those long arms of Moon? I don't know, but he hits the shot. And on the baseline with it is Eiler. Eiler will kick it right back out here to Moon. Moon lobs it on the inside and a charge. Kowala backing in and he runs into Garrett Borcher who was set. And when you're hit by a koala, you've been hit by a bear. That'll be the second foul of the game here on Tom Koala. Since Cora will bring it up ahead here for Pawnee City after the turnover. With the dribble is Grizzle. Grizzle works it down low, backing in. Is going to be Osborne. He'll kick it out. Ball's on the ground now. Smith trying to come up with it. Koala comes up with it, and he calls the timeout. Koala dives on the ball, calls the timeout. A 30-second timeout here for St. Mary's. It's Pawnee City 23, St. Mary's 17. We're back right after this.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home, Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
Welcome back here to the Devaney Center. Good hustle play there for Tom Koala, who came up with the ball, was flat on his back, knew that he was going to lose possession of it unless he called timeout, so he calls timeout. 2 points here, just as important later in the game. Sybil works it out, top of the key here for Eiler. Off of the double screen, Moon's got it. Moon takes it all the way down to the baseline, and he'll kick the ball right back out here for Timmerman. Timmerman. We'll kick it off on the elbow here for Koala. Koala, top of the key, that's not his shot. Adam Moon is a 6'7 kid that can shoot the ball pretty well. He has it. Now he gave it away, now gets back. And he'll take it down to the baseline. Dump it back out here for Koala. 15-foot jumper for Koala, no good. Offensive rebound, Sybil. Sybil shot, no good. Another offensive rebound. Won't fall for Timmerman. Ball's on the ground and picked up by Smith. Here comes Pawnee City after the rebound. Up ahead, Sedge Cora. The long pass. And a foul. Grizzle got the ball down low. Couldn't hardly even see him down there because St. Mary's collapsed on him. A couple of guys went in the air to block the shot, and Grizzle stepped into him to head to the free throw line. He got him in the air and then got the foul call. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Grizzle. And the first one's up and good. He's got six in the game. The foul, by the way, was on Eiler. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Grizzle now is 7 in the game, and the Indians lead it 25-17. Eiler, lob pass down low, ball knocked loose, it's a turnover. Picked up by Borcher. Give credit on the inside. Nice job deflecting it away there by Hadley Setchcora. Now he's got it. He's got NBA three-point range here. And a little backdoor cut to Martini, and Martini will score. Martini got away with a moving screen at the start of that play and then got a nice little bounce pass after the pick and roll. And Martini lays it up and in. He's got six in the quarter. 10-point lead here for Pawnee City. With it is Moon. Moon will kick it off left side for Timmerman. Timmerman gives it top of the circle here for Moon. Moon with a little screen will lay it up and in. Nope, it's off the rim. And rebounded by Setchcora. Pawnee City, quick outlet pass. Layup is good for Garrett Borcher. Another bucket in transition here for Pawnee City. And they lead it 29-17. Stepping up here is Sybil, and Sybil is fouled. And Tyler Colvin, once the walk called, Sybil, long-legged at 6'1", made a strong pivot, carried a lot of ground with that pivot. They wanted the walk, but it looked clean to me. And Sybil now is going to go line and shoot two. Free throw, back the iron, and no good. Checking in is Smith for Pawnee City. Boise State Basketball Tournament on Platte River Radio is proudly brought to you by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed Dealer. Sybil, free throw, is up and no good. He misses both of them, and the ball is loose, and the officials talk about it. It belongs to Pawnee City. Near official had the call, but he wanted to double-check with the other officials what they saw, and it is Pawnee City ball. That's what we had as well. So Scott Borcher will get the inbounds, and now in the offensive zone comes Smith. Smith's picked up defensively by Timmerman. Left side, they give it off for Grizzle. Grizzle, jump stop, kick into the lane. Martini, he is shut off. Might have got away with a walk, but a nice pass. Shot, no good. Coming down with the rebound is Borcher, and then Borcher walked with it. Cardinals have scored only 3 points in this quarter compared to 17 for Pawnee City. So a 17-3 run here for Pawnee City. Minute 20 to go here in quarter number two. But with that walk, it will be St. Mary's basketball. Timmerman is going to inbound it. He gets it in for Sybil. Sybil's picked up defensively by Scott Borcher. Sybil, no problem bringing it in the offensive zone. And he'll get the ball off here for Moon. Moon kicks on the left wing here for Timmerman. They lob it down low. The catch by Sybil. And the shot, no good. Offensive rebound, and then it's stripped away. Offensive rebound, and it's stripped by Scott Borcher. In trouble, and we get a timeout. In trouble as the ball was knocked loose was Chase Grizzle right in front of the Pawnee City bench. And Tyler Colvin, the head coach of the Indians, calls the timeout with 56.8 to go here before halftime. 29-17 Indians. 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
It's GMC Truck Month at your GMC dealer in Kearney, Killian Motors. Come check out the 2012 GMC Sierra. No other 400 horsepower plus V8 truck can match its fuel economy. Or take a look at the 2012 Denali with its signature honeycomb front grille, 20-inch chrome wheels, and Bose CenterPoint surround sound system. It's awesome. GMC Truck Month is on at Killian Motors, 8th and Central Kearney.
Well, Pawnee City has absolutely dominated this second quarter, and they're going to try to add to it here. Grizzle will bring in the offensive zone. Man-to-man goes St. Mary's. And left wing with the basketball is going to be Smith. They're going to work the clock here just a little bit maybe. Martini gets it back out here for Borcher. They give it back out for Grizzle. They just kind of come low and come up high and make the catch. And I think they might be working for the last shot already. Smith has it. Smith will just give it right back out here for Martini. Martini on the right wing here for Scott Borcher. Borcher's picked up. Pretty good pressure there by Sybil. And they'll just give the ball right back off here for Garrett Borcher. Borcher picked up by Moon. 17 seconds left. And we're going to have a push whistled on Pawnee City. It's going to be a little forearm shiver. So that'll be basically a charge. Pawnee City will lose possession of the ball here. After Devin Martini's whistle for the foul. That'll be his second. So 16.6 to go here, and St. Mary's has a chance to inbound. Adam Moon to toss it in, and he'll get it in for Ty Eiler. Eiler in the offensive zone. Right wing now for Moon. Moon dribbles all the way down the baseline. Shot, no good. Rebound by Smith. 5 seconds left. Smith passes it up ahead. With it is Grizzle. Grizzle from near half court. Draws iron, but it's no good. And so 17 points in the quarter for Pawnee City. They win the second quarter 17-3. And Pawnee City heads to the locker room, leading it 29-17. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
At At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And how the worm has turned. At the end of the first quarter, you kind of thought St. Mary's was in position to really, you know, about midway through the first quarter, they had a fairly comfortable lead and led after one quarter 14-12. And then Pawnee City just really turned it on defensively, 17-3 run in that second quarter. And now Pawnee City leads it 29-17 here at halftime. Let's go through the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for St. Mary's. They are the home team, but they are trailing it at the break. And for them, leading the way is going to be Adam Moon, who's got 6 points here during intermission. 4 points for Tom Koala. He scored the first 4 points of the game. Tyler Timmerman also with 4 points. Tate Sybil with 1 point and 2 points for Connor Connaught. And really, they don't go very deep. In fact, four players did not step off the court for St. Mary's. Sybil, Timmerman, Eiler, and Moon never left the court. Koala went out for about 6 minutes and cannot fill in for him. So they do not go very deep, do St. Mary's. Pawnee City, they lead the way here, 29-17. And for them, pretty balanced scoring. They got 6 points from Austin Smith, another six for Garrett Borcher. Check that. I'm looking at the wrong list here. My apologies. 7 points for Scott Borcher. Chase Grizzle with seven as well. Six for Devin Martini. Five for Hadley Sedgecora. And 4 points for Garrett Borcher. And again, they lead it here 29-17 at intermission. Rebounding, actually the advantage of the shorter team, Pawnee City with 20 rebounds in the game compared to 12 for St. Mary's. And again, St. Mary's has 2'6'7 starters, and another kid that's 6'2 and a very good jumper in Connaught in their rebounding. And those are taller than any player that Pawnee City can come out there with. But Pawnee City does lead in the rebounding margin 20-12 here at halftime. Again, shooting from the field in the first half, St. Mary's, they were 34.8%, and Pawnee City red hot shooting in that second quarter. They've upped their numbers to 46.2% here in the first half, including going 3 of 6 from behind the arc. So they're shooting 50% from three-point land, whereas St. Mary's is 0 for 3 from behind the arc. And the poor shooting for St. Mary's continues at the free throw line as well, where they're 1 of 7. Meanwhile, Pawnee City, they've only been there for 2 free throws. They are a perfect 2 for 2 from the line. Once again, your halftime score here in the D1 state championship game. It is Pawnee City 29 and St. Mary's 17. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the halftime right after this timeout.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, we're looking around and see if we can find the most famous alum from Pawnee City, and I don't see a guy with a flannel cut-off T-shirt. So I don't think Larry the Cable Guy is here. Back when he was born in Pawnee City, he was Daniel Whitney back at the time, but he's got to be a little happy somewhere. Who knows? He might be on tour. I don't know, but Pawnee City right now leading at 29-17 over the Cardinals of O'Neill St. Mary's, 29-17. Here at halftime. Let's get you caught up with what is already taking place here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament today. Not only do we have a state champion crowned already in Boys Town, 58-55. So Boys Town is the C1 state champs after they defeated Wahoo in a well-played, exciting game here at the Devaney Center. There's also some consolation games going on. In Class B, Beatrice gets the third place trophy, 60-56 over Omaha Gross. Harrington Cedar Catholic had no problem with North Platte St. Pat's, 69-50. And so St. Pat's, they get drubbed their last two games here at the state tournament. So, you know, head back west with that, guys. They lose it 69-50. And, again, I'm just not a big fan of the consolation games because a couple of teams are going to go home with two straight losses. And Harrington Cedar Catholic, though, they finish in third with a 69-50 win over North Platte St. Pat's. One of those consolation games about to start on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Minden will be taking on Wahoo Newman at 12 noon, so they're just a couple minutes away from the tip over at Lincoln Northeast. And again, I'm not sure exactly what their schedule is over there. It might be a few more minutes, but it is scheduled for a 12 noon tip. Doug Duda will have the call for you from Northeast. They'll also have the game after that, the next consolation game from Northeast. We'll have Wynot and Loomis playing at 2 o'clock. Our next game here, our next state championship game, will be an interesting one in Class B. South Sioux City, the defending state champions, they will be taking on Scotts Bluff. Scotts Bluff is the number 3 seed at 24-3 on the year. Best two teams, in my opinion, in Class B are going to be playing for the state championship. South Sioux City, of course, you know, the defending state champion, and probably the odds on favorite in that one, but that could be a great game. Mike will have the call for you coming up at 1 o'clock or a little bit after 1 o'clock probably here from the Devaney Center because it's almost 12 noon and we haven't started the second half yet. In fact, we're about 3 minutes away from the second half here between Pawnee City and O'Neill St. Mary's. Pawnee City with a 29-12 lead here at intermission. We'll be back with the second half right after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Well, again, O'Neill St. Mary's controlled about the first 5 minutes or so of this ball game, had a fairly comfortable lead, and then Pawnee City, they have really picked it up as St. Mary's with that great start. And you thought, well, Pawnee City can't keep up with a St. Mary's size. Well, they've been able to do it with defense and with pressure. 9 turnovers for Pawnee City. They've only scored 7 from St. Mary's, but it seems like those 7 St. Mary's turnovers have all resulted in fast break points. And again, good shooting for Pawnee City. One reason why they lead it here, 29-17 at intermission. They're shooting 46% compared to 35% for the Cardinals. And again, 3 of 6 from behind the arc are the Indians. So there's another 9 points that the Cardinals do not have because they are 0-for-3 from three-point range. Start the second half here. The Cardinals will have the basketball. Again, all 6 state championship games here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. 15-50 in Hastings, 14-60 in Kearney. All 6 state championship games for you. We'll have the D2 final for you tonight on the Breeze, 94.5, as Giltner will be taking on Howells, and Ravenna will go for the state championship at 4:30 against Lutheran High Northeast. That game will be on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Tossing the ball in here is going to be Timmerman, and Timmerman will get the ball into the hands here for Eiler. Eiler gives it off right side for Moon, top of the circle here for Sybil, and they'll get it off here left side for Eiler. Eiler looks on the inside, but gives it inside for Moon. Now they get it down low for Sybil. He'll kick it out. Pass is tipped originally by Borcher, and then into the hands of Timmerman, who fires a 3. Long rebound by Sybil after the miss, and he'll get the ball back out here for Eiler. So St. Mary's still has possession here. They're going to lob it down low. Catch down low by Sybil, and Sybil hits the shot. His first field goal of the game. And he's got now 3 in the game. On the bounce here is Scott Borcher. Borcher's going to give it back out of here for Smith. Smith kicks left side for Sitzkora. Sitzkora thought about the 3 momentarily. He'll penetrate, kick it back out here for Borcher. Little screen here as Borcher will dribble all the way down to the baseline. His shot bounces around and good. Scott Borcher dribbled to the open area and banked it in off that left glass over there. Nice shot there by Scott Borcher. Good looking play there. Eiler on the dribble. Gives it off here left side for Moon. Moon works it down low. And leaning in there is Sybil. And Sybil now with 4 straight points. Little contact in there, but no foul call. Either a block or a charge. They get it off for Borcher. Borcher kicks left side here for Pawnee City, giving it back to Smith. Off a little screen. They give it to Sedgecora. Sedgecora dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass for Borcher. Borcher dribbles that same area he did before, but this time he'll bounce past it for Borcher, and Borcher gets it in underneath for Martini. So we went from Scott to Garrett and over to Devin Martini, and Martini lays it up and in. Good ball movement, passing within the lane here for Pawnee City. They lead it 33-21. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Sybil backing in, and he'll pivot. Kick it back out for Eiler. He'll fire a 3. Back the iron, no good. Offensive rebound by Koala, and Koala is fouled. Koala pulls down the rebound and hits the turf. And I'm sure the aftershock is coming. The foul is going to be on Garrett Borcher. And that'll be his second. So Koala will go and shoot 2. The first one is no good. 9 points for Scott Borcher for Pawnee City. He's leading the Indians. And 6 points for Adam Moon. He's the leading scorer here for St. Mary's. Free throw, back the iron, and no good. Fighting for the rebound. Last touch by St. Mary's. Sybil tried to knock the ball away from Borcher. Couldn't quite get that done, as it couldn't come up with the ball. So Pawnee City will inbound it. 5 second counts going on. Adam Smith will inbound it. And Pawnee City had to call a timeout. There wasn't anybody back there to help inbound the ball. There wasn't anybody to throw it to. So a timeout here for the Indians. They lead it 33-21 with 5:47 to go. Third quarter. They have to burn the timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Honey City has possession of the basketball, but then the steal by Ty Eiler. Eiler's going to lay it off the glass, no good. The tip is good. Running the floor was Tyler Zimmerman. He got the offensive rebound in the bucket after the steal. And now in the lane, it's going to be Sichkora. He kicks it out, an air ball here for St. Mary's, for Pawnee City, and the ball off the thigh of Koala, but into the hands of St. Mary's. Moon's got it. And he'll get the ball back out here for Ty Eiler. Eiler will work it back around the perimeter. Koala has it, giving it to Eiler. Right side to Moon. Back inside for Koala, and that's going to be a charge. Yep, he tried to muscle his way in there. And Martini was well positioned, held his ground, and that one was an easy call. Martini, great defensive play, and Koala now has picked up his third foul. And Gary Koala does not like the call against his son. And I think if I'm reading his lip, he's saying that's awful. But to me, that was an easy call. That was good defense there by Martini. Grizzle on the dribble. Kicks it back out here for Smith. He's well behind the three-point arc. Gets a little screen. Dribbles up. 17-foot jumper in and out. No good. Rebound knocked loose. Pawnee City comes up with it. With it is Borcher. Borcher will give it off here for Smith. Smith gives it on the baseline, and a double dribble for Sechkora. So Pawnee City will turn it over here as they didn't handle the pass very well. 10 turnovers on Pawnee City, not 8 against St. Mary's. And again, Pawnee City shooting very well, right at 43% from behind the arc, 46%, 47% actually from the field. 38% here for the Cardinals, but here they get a nice little drive baseline. Sybil hit on the arm, so he'll go one and shoot two. He's got 4 in the quarter, 5 in the game, and now he'll have 2 free throws. So Sybil will shoot 2 after the foul on Eric Osborne. Free throw by Sybil is good. Sybil now with 6 in the game. Tying Timmerman and Moon for the team lead, and the free throw is good. Checking in here for the Indians, going to be Scott Borcher. Scott Borcher will come in. Garrett Borcher will come out. So Borcher can run the baseline if he wants to. Pressure being put on, but he's able to get it to Sechkora. And now St. Mary's will back off here a little bit. Sechkora in the offensive zone, lost the ball, but into the hands of Borcher. And Borcher gave it away, now gets it back, has a little screen. Borcher on the dribble, kicks it. Stepping into a 3 is going to be Smith. It's no good. And the rebound by Moon. Moon will bring in the offensive zone himself. The 6'7 center playing point guard. They'll give it to Koala down low, and Koala will score. Just got it down the baseline. 6'7 kid throws it to a 6'7 kid. And that makes it 33-27. The St. Mary's fans are on their feet. Grizzle in the lane. Going to flip it back out here for Smith. He'll get it off right side for Sechkora, and a moving screen by Scott Borcher. The foul is called. A little forearm shiver and a moving screen there. And officials are going to talk about something down here. It's after a conversation with the Pawnee City coaching staff. State Tournament coverage brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back in the game alive with locations at Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. There is one near you. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game alive. St. Mary's works in the offensive zone. Shot missed. Rebound, Shabala, and Koala will score. So offensive rebound and bucket makes it a four-point game, 33-29, and then a foul whistled on the Cardinals. No, check it, not a foul. They're going to say it was touched by the Cardinals, that it went out of bounds. And right now, St. Mary's, they're feeling their oats a little bit. They're making a nice little run here at the Indians. Sedge Cora. Gives it off on that left side to Grizzle. Grizzle gets a little screen. Now he's going to drive. Jump stop. Kicks it back out for Borcher. Borcher in the lane. Gives it on the baseline. And in trouble down there is Borcher. They'll reset the offense. Sedge Cora will work it back around the perimeter. Borcher in the lane. Has the ball stolen away. The steal by Timmerman. Pass up ahead to Moon. And Moon will lay it up and in. 6'7 kid playing like a guard, and timeout Pawnee City. It's 33-31, Pawnee City with the lead and the timeout. With 2:43 to go in the third, we're back after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Pawnee City will call the timeout and try to circle the wagons just a little bit here. They're working in the offensive zone. They still lead. Borcher's got the ball. They get it at the elbow here for Devin Martini. Martini and the ball back out here for Connor Freeman. Oh, check that, for Garrett Borcher. And they'll work it back around. They give it off here right side for Borcher. Borcher steps through a triple team. Kicks it back out. Driving the lane here is Martini. Shot no good. Martini gets the rebound and then a foul. And that's going to be on Koala. That's going to be his fourth. Tom Koala has just picked up his fourth personal foul. He'll come out. Connor Cannot comes in. And again, St. Mary's does not go very deep. There's only been six guys that have stepped on the court. Long pass in for Chase Grizzle. Grizzle, jump stop in the lane, jumper rolling around, good. Nine in the game for Grizzle, and Pawnee City pushes the lead back out to 35-31. 2:03 to go here in the third quarter. Timmerman lobs it down low for Cannot, and it's stolen away. The steal by Martini, and here comes Pawnee City. They drive the baseline, reverse layup, good! What a move by Garrett Borcher! Minute 40 to go here, third quarter, and a six-point lead. Entry pass down low, backing in is going to be Sybil, and Sybil lays it up. He got that position, pushed the defender away, and was able to lay it up and in. Get it to Borcher. Borcher works around the perimeter, giving it to Garrett Borcher now. Sedge Cora, he'll fire a three, a fadeaway three that is short, as most fadeaway threes are, but rebounded by Pawnee City. Now back with it is Borcher. Another reverse layup for Scott Borcher. And the lead back out to six. 39-33. Minute six to go here. They work it down low, backing in, and we got a hold. Sybil was backing in. And we're going to have a hold whistle here on Pawnee City. And that's going to be on Scott Borcher. And so St. Mary's will inbound it. Tossing it in is going to be Ty Eiler. And Eiler will throw it to Tate Sybil. Sybil drives all the way to the baseline. Gets it inside for Moon. Moon couldn't handle it very well, so he'll just dribble out with it, and they'll reset the offense. Eiler works it now on the left side. Eiler gave it away, now gets it back. They double-team him. Bounce pass picked up here by Adam Moon. They kick into the corner. Now a three-pointer here for Timmerman. No good, and they foul on the rebound. I think the foul is going to go on Devin Martini. That is going to be on Martini. And that's the third on Martini. Five as a team against Pawnee City here. Only two have been whistled against St. Mary's. And again, St. Mary's only plays six kids, so you don't want to get into a whole lot of foul trouble, but they do have one of their starters in foul trouble. That's Koala. Driving here is Moon, and we're going to have a block whistled against Pawnee City. Moon really striding out with those long legs of his. Pawnee City thought there was a walk there. I don't think there was. Moon just covers a lot of ground, and there's a block on the inside. So Moon is going to shoot two here. And he is 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Make that now 0-for-2. .2 to go here in quarter number three at the free throw line. Adam Moon, his free throw is good. He's got 9 in the game, 39-34, 35 seconds left. They get the ball out here for Smith. Smith over here to Sedgecora. Sedgecora up ahead for Garrett Borcher. We're late in quarter number three here. They get it out for Scott Borcher. Borcher and Borcher playing a little catch here. Adam Smith has it right now. They get it off for Hadley Sedgecora near midcourt. He's picked up by Eilers. And they'll get it off here for Borcher. Skip pass back to Scott Borcher. Gives it top of the key here for Sedgecora. Sedgecora kicks in the corner. Three is good for Adam Smith. Austin Smith drains the three. Half-court shot at the buzzer for Eiler is short. And so we'll head to the fourth quarter. With that three, with 4 seconds to go in the quarter, it's Pawnee City 42, St. Mary's 34. We're back for the final quarter right after this.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Fiddling with the radio, hot coffee on my lap, and as wrong as it is, talking on the phone. These are all little distractions when driving. Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. All of us know that little distractions, although they may seem small, can be the cause of a traffic accident.
Taking my car to Eustace Body Shop for repair was painless. They fixed it exactly when it was scheduled and lent me a car. I wouldn't go anywhere else.
Our experienced people are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us on Facebook.com/Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And welcome back here to the Devaney Center. Pawnee City, not only do they have a 42-34 lead, but they will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter here. The Boise State Basketball Tournament on Platte River Radio is proudly brought to you by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth. And we're having a lot of fun broadcasting it for you. Our first game was a good one. The pace of the game between Wahoo and Boys Town was torrid, to say the least, and Boys Town won at 58-55. And now Pawnee City with an 8-point lead as we start the fourth quarter here. They lead St. Mary's as Pawnee City will bring in the offensive zone. Sedgecora is picked up man-to-man and will give it to Smith. Smith top of the circle here for Garrett Borcher. Gives it left side for Sedgecora. Back around the perimeter to Garrett Borcher. Garrett will give it in to Sedgecora. Sedgecora in the lane, lost the ball, but Garrett Borcher comes up with it, and Garrett Borcher hits a shot after an O'Neill St. Mary's player actually hit him in the head with his leg as he jumped over the top of him, but no foul was called. call the continuation, and now a 10-point Pawnee City lead. With it is Adam Moon. He has to kick it off here for Timmerman. Timmerman's going to drive. Timmerman lays it up, and now Timmerman will head to the line for a 3-point play opportunity. Great drive there by Tyler Timmerman. And the foul will give him the opportunity to shoot for the 3-point play. So Tyler Timmerman will try to finish off the 3-point play here. And the free throw is good. So he does complete the 3-point opportunity. And Sedge Cora will bring in the offensive zone here. Again, St. Mary's will pick it up defensively at the half court. They get it for Borcher. Borcher back around for Garrett Borcher. Scott and Garrett playing a little catch here. Now, here's Sedge Cora for three, top of the key, no good. Koala pulls down the rebound, and Koala will get it off for Eiler. Eiler, right wing for Moon. Entry pass, ball knocked loose, but Koala is able to track it down. Gives it back out for Moon. Moon on the baseline is fouled. He was trying to put up a shot as he was penetrating through there, and I think that's going to go on Garrett Borcher. And that's four now on Borcher. So Moon will try to cut into this deficit. Pawnee City leads at 44-37 over O'Neill St. Mary's. With 6:40 to go here, fourth quarter. And the free throw is good for Moon. Subbing in, going to be Austin Smith. Again, only six players have played here for St. Mary's. Moon's second free throw is good. So he's got 11 in the game. Sedge Cora works in that left side. They give it off for Chase Grizzle. Right wing, Moon's got it. Off of the screen, they give it out for Grizzle. Grizzle, jump stop in the lane. He's going to lay it up and in. Great jump stop there for Chase Grizzle. He carried about 8 feet in the air, and when he landed, he went right back up with it like a rabbit and laid it off the glass. Lob pass down low. Nice catch, and then a shot off the glass by Sybil. He's got 11 in the game. 46-41. 6:05 to go here. Fourth quarter of the D1 State Championship. Off the screen, they'll get it off here for Grizzle. Grizzle back out here for Scott Borcher. Scott Borcher gets the top of the circle here for Sedge Cora. Sedge Cora kicks left side. Over there is Martini. And they'll work it back around the perimeter now. Borcher's got it. And again, the Cardinals going with that zone, not reaching. And again, Pawnee City not really penetrating. Martini has it on the left side. Top of the circle, Sedge Cora playing a little catch. Now the quick jumper left side. Short, rebounded by Koala. And Koala will get it off here for Eiler. Ty Eiler will set it up. The play is dribble five, as it's indicated inside. And so Koala shot no good. Austin Smith with the rebound here for Pawnee City. So dribble five, called by head coach Gary Koala, no good. Offensive rebound here as the missed shot. In underneath, ball tipped out. Sybil comes up with it. Sybil on the dribble, steps through a double team, lays it up and in. Quickly, Sybil dribbled up court after St. Mary's knocked the ball loose, and they run out with it. On the bounce here is Sedge Cora. Floater in the lane. It's good. That'll push the Indians' lead back out to five. 48-43 with 4:35 to go here. Left side, Tyler Timmerman lobs it down low. Turnaround jumper here by Sybil. Shot no good. Rebound taken out by the Indians. On the run here is Sedge Cora after the rebound. Bounce pass. Extra pass on the inside. Layup good for Martini, and a timeout for St. Mary's. Again, St. Mary's gets out a little tired. They don't have a deep enough bench, and Pawnee City runs right at them, and they push the lead out to seven. It's 50-43, 4:20 to go here. Timeout St. Mary's. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home, Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
It's GMC Truck Month at your GMC dealer in Kearney, Killian Motors. Come check out the 2012 GMC Sierra. No other 400 horsepower plus V8 truck can match its fuel economy. Or take a look at the 2012 Denali with its signature honeycomb front grille, 20-inch chrome wheels, and Bose CenterPoint surround sound system. It's awesome. GMC Truck Month is on at Killian Motors, 8th and Central Kearney.
.420 left in the fourth, and it is a 43-50 lead for Pawnee City. St. Mary's has the basketball. They get it in the lane. A little jumper by Adam Moon, no good. Rebound, and then a walk. The rebound was pulled down by Pawnee City's Eric Osborne, but when he got the rebound, he fell down with it, and so he ended up walking with it. 28 rebounds here for Pawnee City, and a foul on the inbounds compared to 21 for St. Mary. So the shorter team is out-rebounding the team with a couple of 6'7 players. On the inbounds, a foul. And so to the line to shoot a 1-and-1 is going to be Adam Moon. And Moon is his last three free throws. The foul was on Austin Smith. And for him, that's his second. So front end of a 1-and-1 here for Adam Moon. And the free throw is up and good. 9 team fouls have been whistled against Pawnee City, 2 against St. Mary's. St. Mary's stays in that zone. Pawnee City doesn't penetrate that zone very much. That's really the biggest reason for the discrepancy. Moon's second free throw, up and good. There's a reason St. Mary's plays a zone, because they only play 6 players. Man-to-man, they foul too many people out. Bounce pass on the left side, and we got a foul, a little push. Whistle against Pawnee City, a moving screen, I believe, on Garrett Borcher. Nope, not on Borcher, but rather Sedge Cora. And for Sedge Cora, that is his fourth. That's an offensive foul, so no shots coming up here, but that's now 10 team fouls. So 2 shots on every Pawnee City foul from here on out. Driving is Moon. Moon on the baseline, lays it up and in. So nice little drive there. And he covers a lot of ground with those 6'7 legs. Smith has it, works it back around the perimeter. It's a 3-point ball game, 50-47. Off the screen, Sedge Cora has it, gives it for Garrett Borcher. Borcher in a little bit of trouble, and he'll kick the ball back out here for Scott Borcher. Scott Borcher for Grizzle. Grizzle, not much pressure being put on him. He'll give it up for Austin Smith. On that left wing, they get it off for Hadley Sedge Cora. Sedge Cora dribbles down to the corner. Now we'll work it back around the perimeter. Scott Borcher has it. Sedge Cora enters it inside for Garrett Borcher. Garrett Borcher has the ball knocked loose. It was last touched by St. Mary's and out of bounds. 3:03 to go here, 3-point ball game, 50-47. Pawnee City with the lead and the basketball. They inbound on their own baseline, and they'll work it back around the perimeter, giving it for Scott Borcher. They give it off here for Grizzle, and a little reach called against St. Mary's. And you hear almost sarcastic cheers from the Pawnee City fans, because that's only the third team foul that's been whistled against St. Mary's here in the second half. The inbounds goes to Hadley Sedge Cora. He's going to be picked up man-to-man by Tate Sybil, and we'll kick it off on the left side for Grizzle. Grizzle's done a great job off the bench here for Pawnee City. On the right wing, Scott Borcher. Stopped there by Cannot. And so they'll get it off for Sedge Cora. Sedge Cora penetrates, and I think we got a kick. Yep. Ball knocked down on the ground. I think Cannot is the one that actually is going to be called for the kick. Doesn't matter. It's not a foul or anything. Just a little violation here against St. Mary's, and Pawnee City will inbound underneath their own basket. They still lead it 50-47. They've had the ball for about a minute on this possession already. Pass is tipped, picked up here by Garrett Borcher. Borcher gives it off left side for Grizzle. Grizzle, and then the foul. Adam Moon whistle for the foul, trying to make the steal. Now for St. Mary's, they do have some foul trouble. Tom Koala has four fouls. He's really the only one with any semblance of foul trouble for St. Mary's. Pawnee City will inbound it. They get it in the hands of Chase Grizzle, and Grizzle will give it off on the left side here for Garrett Borcher. Borcher with 2:15 left will give it off here for Austin Smith. 50-47, Pawnee City with the lead, and a foul away from the ball, a moving screen by Garrett Borcher. And for Garrett Borcher, that is his fifth personal foul. That is an offensive foul, so that will not be shots. Timeout for St. Mary's, I believe. Timeout here, 2:14 to go. The Indians lead it 50-47. St. Mary's calls a timeout here with 2:14 to go. We'll call timeout as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, St. Mary's led early in this game, and then Pawnee City took the lead, and they have not given it up yet. Only one lead change in the game. And it won't happen here because it's a three-point Pawnee City lead, but St. Mary's has the basketball. And they'll inbound it for Eiler. Eiler picked up defensively by Smith. Eiler, they're looking to trap him. And he'll throw it top of the circle here for Adam Moon. Moon gives it back left side. Here's Eiler for the tie. His three is no good. And who is the last to touch it? Last touch by the Cardinals. And so Pawnee City will inbound. Less than 2 minutes to go here in the D1 state championship. 44% shooting for St. Mary's, 50% from the field for Pawnee City. With it is Borcher. Borcher works it up ahead. They get it to Sejcora. Sejcora in trouble in the lane. Gets it to Martini. Martini had a little bit of a lane, but he wants to milk the clock a little bit, so they'll reset the offense. Sejcora still has his dribble. He'll dribble. They double-team him, and he'll step through, and there's going to be a foul. And St. Mary's right now is playing a little bit tighter defense, a little bit more tenacious defense. That is now the fourth foul whistled against St. Mary's. Check it in the fifth. There have been 11 that have been called against Pawnee City, but again, we talked about that earlier. Pawnee City is not penetrating the St. Mary's zone very often. It's a reason that there's a discrepancy. And here there's a foul. Eiler's going for the steal. He commits the foul. And again, this is part of the strategy for St. Mary's at this point. You've got to commit a few fouls because you might want to get Pawnee City to the line. With a minute 31 to go here, Pawnee City will inbound right in front of us. That's now 16 fouls. So now on the inbounds, a layup opportunity for Grizzle, and he'll make it. They threw it to the back shoulder when he made the catch. There was no defender in front of him. A great inbounds play on the sideline. It just kind of happened. 5-point lead now for the Indians. So now they'll just drop back and play some tough defense here. Timmerman works it on the left side. Dribbling up is going to be Seibel. Seibel layup, no good. Offensive rebound by Seibel, and he'll make it off the glass. So they get it up ahead here for Borcher. Borcher in trouble, and his pass is stolen away. The steal and then the foul. Timmerman made the steal, and they committed the foul at midcourt. If they don't, it's a layup. So a big steal here for St. Mary's as Pawnee City turns it over, and they commit the foul immediately. Chase Grizzle commits the foul, and that's a good one for Grizzle. Two free throws instead of a layup. Timmerman hits the first of two. 52-50, 55.8 to go. Indians will still lead after this free throw. Timmerman makes it a one-point ball game as he hits the free throw. 52-51, bounce pass in for Sejcora. Sejcora will get the ball back out here for Martini. And we got a timeout, final timeout of the game here for Pawnee City. They got to call the timeout because the St. Mary's defense was getting to them. Timeout Indians, they lead it. 52-51, 50 seconds to go. Timeout, we'll be back right after this.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Let's give you a little bit of a game reset here, okay? The possession arrow is pointing to St. Mary's. The scoreboard is pointing to Pawnee City. They lead it 52-51, and Pawnee City has no timeouts left. St. Mary's has one left in the game. 10 team fouls on Pawnee City, so if they commit a foul, it'll be two shots for St. Mary's. St. Mary's now has committed six. So if they foul, it'll be a one-and-one here for Pawnee City. So Pawnee City will inbound it. They're in their defensive end of the court, inbounding it on the sideline, and they get it in for Hadley Sejcora. Sejcora has the ball knocked loose. It's a steal. St. Mary's long outlet pass to Moon. Moon will lay it up, and they take the lead. One-point ball game, 38 seconds to go. St. Mary's has taken the lead for just the second time today. They get it off left side for Grizzle. Grizzle will drive. Grizzle is fouled, and he is held on the way to the basket. They're going to say it's a two-shot foul. Grizzle with a great drive there, as he has played extremely well in this ball game. He's got 13 points in the game. And Grizzle now could be the hero. He's at the free throw line for two shots. Free throw is no good. Grizzle averages 4 points a game, and he really has been a spark for Pawnee City offensively. Grizzle with a chance to tie it. Back of the iron and no good. Rebounded by Moon for St. Mary's, and it's tied up. Possession arrow pointing to St. Mary's with 24.6 to go. Moon with the rebound, and then it's tied up. Timeout for St. Mary's. 24.6 to go. They're going to talk about the inbounds here. 53-52. St. Mary's has the lead. And they call a timeout. We'll take it with them. We'll be back right after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, St. Mary's draws up something for the inbounds, and now Tyler Timmerman exhorting the St. Mary's fans to make this a little bit more noise. And they oblige. Eiler is going to be able to inbound it here. He can run the baseline if he needs to. Pawnee City is going to go full court pressure here. And Eiler gets it in to Adam Moon, the man they won at the free throw line. Moon is hit from the free throw line, 5 of 7 free throws. And he'll have two shots here. Again, any foul committed by Pawnee City that's defensive will result in two free throws for St. Mary's. So with 23.5 to go here, Moon can make the mountain pretty tall here for Pawnee City. He'll have two, and the first one's on the way, and it is good. Now, remember a little bit ago, Grizzle had the opportunity to even give his team the lead. They went 0-for-2 from the free throw line, and now Moon has hit the first of two. 54-52. Free throws right now, the difference in this game. Moon takes his time at the line, and he strokes in the free throw. Three-point ball game, 20 seconds left. Pawnee City does not have a timeout. Sedzkora with the drive. Sedzkora lays it off the glass. It is in. It's a one-point ball game. Inbounded quickly with 6 seconds left, and again they get it to Adam Moon. And Moon now will go back and shoot two more free throws. And that is on Sedzkora. And that is his fifth foul. So Sedzkora's day is done with 10.6 to go in the ballgame. And Moon, very comfortable at the free throw line. And remember, St. Mary's, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get the ball into Moon's hands. So they got the guy at the line that they want there, and he's showing why. He hits another free throw. 56-54, 10.6 to go. And now if he makes this one, they got to shoot a three. Moon takes his time. The free throw is on the way, and it rolls around no good. Two-point ball game. Rebounded by Martini. 7 seconds left. On the dribble is Smith. Smith kicks left side. Here's Forcher. Forcher gives it off left side. The three by Grizzle. It is no good at the buzzer. A push at the end, and St. Mary's is going to ignore it. There's a dogpile at midcourt as St. Mary's wins it. 56-54 as Pawnee City comes up ever so short. Pawnee City in the final minutes played a little bit better than Pawnee City. And so the championship trophy will head to O'Neill. St. Mary's, for the very first time in their school's history, are state champions in basketball. 56-54 the final as St. Mary's wins it. Pawnee City's three, desperation three by Grizzle, was no good. They're chanting and cheering on the far side from St. Mary's. They win it by two, 56-54. We'll recap the numbers for you. We come back with the Misco Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. They are cutting down the net, and the ladder doesn't have to work near as hard when Ty Eiler is on it compared to when Tom Koala was on it on the other end of the court. Koala is going to be the one that actually finishes cutting it down on that far sideline. And you're going to hear a pretty good cheer here as Koala not only cuts it down, but swings it around a little bit. To the victors go the spoils and the Nets here at the Devaney Center. Once again, your final 56-54 as St. Mary's comes from behind late in the game, in part because they hit 5 of 6 free throws down the stretch. Pawnee City had a chance to take the lead at the free throw line. They went 0 for 2 from the line in the fourth quarter. And so Pawnee City falls just a little bit short here by a final of 56 to 54. And St. Mary's, their very first ever state championship, and Pawnee City is going to have to wait a little bit longer. They have not won since 1971, so they're going to have to wait at least one more year before they can cut down the nets here at the Devaney Center, because that honor today goes to the folks from O'Neill St. Mary's. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Misco Sports has served Kearney and Central Nebraska area for over 40 years, and now will continue to do so for many more. Even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service that they've known for years. If you have any questions, contact their main office at area code 308-728-5261. Let's check out the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the state runners-up from Pawnee City. They end the season at 25-3. They did not have any players in double figures, in terms of rebounds, but point-wise, yes, they did. Chase Grizzle, off the bench, scored 13 points. Unfortunately, he was only 2 of 4 from the free throw line. He missed two big free throws down the stretch. And so he finishes with 13 points of the game, 11 for Scott Borcher, 10 points for Devin Martinez, 9 points for Hadley Sechkora, who fouled out of the game, 8 for Garrett Borcher, 3 for Austin Smith, and for Pawnee City, they finished with 54 in the game. They were outscored in that fourth quarter 22-12 by St. Mary's. And so they had an 8-point lead heading to the fourth quarter, could not hold on to it, and St. Mary's wins it 56-54. For St. Mary's, they are now 28-0 on the season. And again, they only played 6 players all night tonight, and they were led by Adam Moon. Moon, the go-to guy down the stretch from the free throw line, where he was 8 of 11 from the free throw line. He finished with 20 points on the day, 15 points for Tate Sybil, 11 points for Tyler Timmerman, 8 points for Tom Koala, and 2 points for Connor Cannot. Ty Eiler played the entire game but did not score in the game, as he was 0 for 4 from behind the arc and 0 for 6 from the field and did not make it to the free throw line. As a team, Pawnee City was outshot from the free throw line badly. Again, Pawnee City did not penetrate a whole lot. St. Mary stayed in that zone, and really one of the telling numbers in the game is free throw shooting. Pawnee City was 2 of 4 from the line in the game, only 4 free throws in the game, and St. Mary's was 14 of 24 from the free throw line. So outscored by a dozen points from the free throw line was Pawnee City, and St. Mary's wins this one 56-54. And again, I pointed that out a couple of times, and I'll just say it again. St. Mary's played zone almost exclusively. Pawnee City did not penetrate that zone very often, and they generally kicked it out and shot from around the perimeter. And as a result of that, St. Mary's did not commit very many fouls. And it didn't need to, because there wasn't a lot of penetration on the inside, in part because of their tremendous size. Remember, they started a couple of 6'7 kids on the inside, and so Pawnee City stayed on the outside. And they end up being a little bit short here today is Pawnee City. Pun not really intended, as St. Mary's, the taller team, now finishes their season undefeated, 28-0 with a 56-54 win over Pawnee City. So two champions in the books, 2 1 possession games. Boys Town wins the state title 58-55, and St. Mary's wins the state championship in Class D1 56-54 over Pawnee City. We'll see what happens in Class B. That's the next game here on the ESPN Superstation, as South Sioux City will be taking on Scott's Bluff. That game was scheduled to start in 10 minutes. It will not start for at least 25. And so Mike will be back probably in about 15 minutes or so with the pregame for South Sioux City and Scott's Bluff in the state championship game here at the Devaney Center in Class B. Once again, your final, it's St. Mary's first ever state championship, 56-54. Over Pawnee City. We'll send it back to the studios. Mike will be back in about 20 minutes or so with the pregame of of South Sioux City and Scott's Bluff coming up next right here on the ESPN Superstation.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.